Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Eric bringing us back, Mr. Clapton. 20 till the hour. No, 17 till the hour. Sorry about that. 20 till. 17 till. 43 after. I'll get it right in a minute. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. That's a rare bird. Welcome back. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Pretty sure that's right. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, Vice President of Public Policy, of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Giovanni, I'm having a tough time today. I got so riled up in the first segment, first couple of segments, that I've still got my blood still boiling over what happened there. Let's get back into, by the way, folks, Giovanni's with the U.S. Chamber, uschamber.com, and he's a great longtime member of our Brain Trust and one of the great champions of small business that you have. And when you lay your head down at night, if you're wondering if anybody's looking out for you in Washington, Giovanni's one of those guys. Giovanni, the Speaker of the House is resigning his job and his assignment and his job. He's leaving the House. He's leaving politics, at least for now. And so we're in the middle of getting a replacement. And McCarthy from California, I think, right? The former, yes, or the current House leader. The leader, they call him, which is like the number two position, right? Congressman McCarthy from California. He's been the odds-on favorite to replace Boehner. He's more of a little more vocal, maybe a little less diplomatic than Boehner, right?
Well, he's a great guy. He's been Boehner's deputy for many years. He would follow in the footsteps of Boehner to a degree.
But more aggressively, I think.
He certainly has his pulse on the 40 or so Republicans that are very far to the right and want immediate action. And
right.
That was Boehner's problem all along as a fractured party, and mm-hmm. McCarthy will inherit that if he is elected speaker. But then again, we saw on Sunday where we have another entry into the race from Utah,
and Chaffetz.
Congressman Chaffetz. Yeah, and
he's been very vocal. He's been a committee chairman. He's been on television quite a bit, so he's got some mm-hmm. face time. People recognize him. He's been on the talk shows. He thinks, I heard him this weekend say, that McCarthy will get the GOP election to Speaker, but he will not get enough votes to make it through the House. And it's largely because of something he said, right? I mean, McCarthy said something, in my opinion, he said something really stupid. A week or so ago, he said something about Hillary Clinton and the rowdy House Committee on Benghazi. He tried to connect that, and it made it sound like that committee is political, and that really upset a lot of folks. Me too, including me. I thought that was a stupid thing for him to say. And that one comment, Giovanni, may take down his House speakership.
Well, it's hard to say. But
that's the point that Chaffetz's making.
Yeah. And just to be clear, the chamber doesn't endorse any candidate for any position or chairmanship, and we're going to work very closely with whoever gets the chair. But it's a tough time for the Republican Party, and this just kind of exemplifies it. They're looking, in order to have a majority, and this is a huge majority, mm-hmm. One of the biggest majorities ever in Congress.
That's right.
You're going to have diversity of opinion. Mm-hmm. And trying to corral all the diversity within one person and have one person represent especially in today's world where you have such a fractured Republican Party,
right,
is going to be a very tough job. I don't care whether it's Chaffetz or McCarthy or someone else that's waiting in the wings. It's going to be a very, very difficult time to get the necessary votes to really replace the leadership. And Boehner may have, he still has a couple more, one more month left. So, yeah. I mean, there's still legislation.
He's got work he wants to get done. But let me point something else out to you, though, Giovanni. I think there's an interesting parallel here that's already happened. This movie is already played out for us.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, there was such a thing as a blue dog Democrat.
Yep.
Which who were the moderates in the Democrat Party. They're all gone now. The left of the Democrat Party got rid of the Blue Dog Democrats. I knew some of those guys. They got out. Most of them left the politics. You know them too. You knew them well.
Oh, absolutely.
And they no longer exist. There is no middle caucus in the Democrat Party. Is it possible that what's going on right now in the Republican Party is the end of a middle caucus in the Republican Party?
Well, good question. I don't think it's to the extent that you saw in the Democrat Party. Understand what happened in 2010 is you had a backlash over Obamacare, so you had a lot of people, and plus coupled with the redistricting that provided a lot of very safe seats.
Mm-hmm.
You had a lot of Republicans get elected that were...
The census,
It was a race to who can be farther right.
The 2010 census was very beneficial for the Republican Party. The question is, folks, will they capitalize on it? I'm not saying there are no Democrats who are in the middle. There are some, but there's not a caucus. I consider there to be a caucus, meaning enough to get together and vote and make a difference. Giovanni Cortolo, and we'll be right back. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.